You all could be here this evening. Bear with us tonight, and we'll try to get through this without making a flop of everything. All right? Let's have a little word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time and for this opportunity to be able to dig into the Word, Lord God, and to try to convey the thoughts that you have here. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would be glorified through this process, and pray that your word would be given clearly. Watch over us now, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we're doing verses 10 and 11, chapter 5, and this is the beginning of the benediction, or the prayer. And, you know, as we've went through this book of Peter, 1 Peter, we sure saw a lot of things about suffering. Peter suffered. If anybody knew how to write a prayer or to make a prayer asking God for whatever, this guy knew how to do it. He had the experience. He had been there. He had firsthand saw God's leading and God's working through him, supplying his needs, supplying when he was beaten, when he was imprisoned, and so forth. So he was definitely qualified to write a prayer. Okay? So we'll read the passage just so that you know what we're doing. It's verses 9 and 10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. As you know, We've talked about suffering for weeks, and all these different messages have been about suffering and what went on there. And this one will be kind of a climax to that. This is the prayer and so forth. And what is suffering? Our suffering today here in the United States, as Dave brought out earlier, is different than it is across the world today. It's different than it was for Peter. They were physically abused. They were beaten. Some killed. We have that today, but not in our country. Not yet. But we have struggles. We have suffering today. Be it pain. Be it, you know, financial troubles. Job persecutions. Maybe a physical attack now and then. So we have lack of health and so forth. So the suffering for us, what does it do to us? What does suffering do to us? Well, it takes us out of control. We all like to be in control of things. I know the beautiful person I'm married to loves to be in control of things and can't be, and it's very frustrating. And so that takes us out of control. It has physical pain associated with it, and this brings on possible depression and a lot of other things. So suffering has a lot of different attributes to it. And for each of us here tonight, our sufferings are all different. So one of the earthly sayings about suffering is, you know, I think we can kind of apply it here, no pain, no gain. So what's the end of all this suffering? And, my title tonight is assurance. Okay. And what is assurance? A positive declaration intended to give confidence, a promise, or a pledge. And that's what I got out of reading this and going over this multiple times. Just kept coming back to me that these are assurances that we have. Okay? And we'll go this. I'm just going to do a word kind of a thing through this, and we'll go through it. The first one, we're going to suffer. There's an assurance that we're going to suffer. And that nobody wants to really say that and acknowledge it, but we're going to suffer. But here's the assurance. The assurance is God will only allow it for a little while. The examples, you know, there's a couple of examples, and I'm sure there's multiple other ones. A couple that popped into my mind was Job. He suffered. He suffered big time. But it was only for a little while. And then God restored him. Okay? Jesus Christ suffered the ultimate. But it was only for a while. And God restored him. Okay? So that's one of the things here. And the verses that we read, it's one of the things that just that stood out to me the more and more I read it was it says, but may the God, not a God, but the God, okay? The one that holds dominion over all this thing, the God. He's the one that's going to, the God of all grace, who is called. Okay. Assurance of the God of all grace. What does that mean? Mercy, clemency, pardon, extended favor to us. Mercy, grace. Assurance of the called. God has called us to cause, to come, to summon, or to order. He's called us. Him. Nothing we've done. God has called us. Assurance of eternal life. He's given us the assurance through Jesus Christ that we have eternal life. And that one of the things I was reading through some of the commentaries, and I don't know, I guess it's the word eternal. You know, you think, well, when I die, it's eternal. But the thing of it is, that starts when you get saved. The clock's already ticking when you get saved. It's eternal. You know, it's already there. We don't have to wait till we die. It's already there. And it just really kind of struck me that, you know, it's different. It's like, wow, that's encouraging, okay? The assurance, God will restore. What does restore mean? As Joe can attest to, it's a big project. He restored an old truck. You bring it back to its former state, original condition, or normal condition. Well, you know, I don't know if it really applies, but it kept coming to my mind, so I'm going to say it. Pastor can correct me later. you know, we were in the original development. God developed us perfect. That was our condition, perfect. We were long-living creatures. Of course, we messed it up, but that was the way we were created. So he's going to bring us back to a more perfect situation. The assurance of God's confirmation to establish the truth, accuracy, validity, or genuineness. So he's confirming this. He's the one that sets the truth. He's the one that sets the accuracy. The assurance of God's strength. He's going to make us strong. He's going to give us strength. The assurance of establishment to show to be valid, true, to cause to be, or accepted. And, you know, as we're going through these words, it's interesting. God set the boundary for all these. God set it up, not man. We're flawed. We're weak. God set this all up. So here it is. The assurance of dominion. Power or right of governing, sovereign authority. That's God. That's God. He has the power and he has the right to govern, and he's the sovereign authority. He's got it all under control. Okay? A couple of things here in summary I'd like to catch. You know, we've read a lot of verses over through this book of 1 Peter. And in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, but you are a chosen royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness. That's amazing. Another verse is 1 Peter 2:24. To him, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die, that he might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we are healed. And 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. One of the things that I liked in the commentary, I always go back to Matthew Henry for some reason, but I like his. And here's just a quick summation from the commentary about this prayer. He's speaking here of Peter. What he prays for on their account, not that they might be excused from sufferings, but that their sufferings might be moderate and short, and after they have suffered a while, that God would restore them to a settled and peaceable condition, and perfect his work in them, and perfect his work in them, that he would be established them against the wavering, either in faith or duty, that he would strengthen those who were weak, and settle them upon Christ the foundation, so firmly that their union with him might be indissolvable and everlasting. Okay, that's the prayer. That's what Peter's praying. And as I said, man, who would you want to write in a prayer and saying a prayer for you? We had prayer here tonight, and wonderful they are. We're sharing each other's burdens and so forth. But here's a guy that lived it, truly. Beaten, jailed, whatever else that he went through, numerous things. And he's writing a prayer, saying a prayer for us, that this is what God would do in us. He had complete confidence. He had complete faith. It was going to be done. No question. So if I may get charismatic, glory, hallelujah! You know, hey, what more is there to say? He wrote it for us. He prayed it for us. And it's true. Thank you.